Pope Francis has decided to give women the right to vote in an upcoming meeting of bishops, AP correspondent Charles David Aisler reports.
The Vatican has published modifications which emphasize Pope Francis's vision for the lay faithful taking on a greater role in church affairs that have long been left to clerics, bishops, and cardinals. Francis has approved changes to the norms governing the Synod of Bishops, a Vatican body that gathers the world's bishops together for periodic meetings following years of demands by women to have the right to vote. Observers say it's an historic reform reflecting Francis's hopes to give women greater decision-making responsibilities and lay people more say in the life of the Catholic Church. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Brazil's Congress on Wednesday opened an inquiry into the January 8th storming of key government buildings in the capital by violent demonstrators who denied the electoral victory of the recently inaugurated President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Lula's Workers' Party had tried to avoid the congressional inquiry, hoping to leave investigations to law enforcement and keep lawmakers focused on its legislative agenda. The right-wing opposition has pushed for an inquiry to blame his new government for security failures in Brasilia that day. In an escalating battle between Walt Disney and Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, Disney on Wednesday sued the potential White House contender over his state's efforts to control its Florida theme parks, Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
The lawsuit marks the company's response to mounting efforts by DeSantis and his supporters to exert power over Disney World, which draws millions of visitors every year to its massive amusement parks. The battle began last year after Disney criticized a state law dubbed Don't Say Gay, banning classroom discussion of sexuality and gender identity in schools from kindergarten through grade 3. Disney argues it was denied its First Amendment rights to free speech.